This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges that you or a loved one is dealing with, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. If you're an esthetician or you're in the spa business, we have back bar products and masks and peels and other fun stuff that you can use in your back bar and you can use in your spa or salon. Check out truthtreatmentspro.com for that. And then all our other Truth Treatments are available at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, oil, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatments. They're all up at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right. Welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about, I'd have to say my personal favorite subject in the world of health and nutrition and biology and the human body, and that's the cell. This is a show where we glorify the cell. The cell is the interface between the magical, mystical world of the quantum and the molecule and the living force. It's the first place life begins, at the level of the cell. Subcellularly, at the atomic level and at the molecular level, that's not really considered to be living. Although, you know, I'm not going to say that maybe someday in the future they'll find that these things are living, but for now, the fundamental living entity is the cell. Drugs work subcellularly, that is, they work on the molecules, or they'll work extracellularly. Sometimes they'll work on some of the chemistry that's going on in the tissues. But they don't work at the level of the cell itself, because the cell is not stupid. The cell isn't going to voluntarily take in the medicine. The cell has a menu from which it eats, and that menu is what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients and a few other things, like maybe some glucose and carbon dioxide, etc. A few things, but basically it's the mighty 90 essential nutrients. That's the cell's menu. That's what the cell has evolved over 3.5 billion years to eat. Everything else is considered to be a poison. Now, there are some substances that human cells have learned to work with that come from plant cells, but for the most part, those are not nutritive. There are some. You maybe include some of those things. But certainly, the vast majority of the stuff we put in our mouths isn't what a cell wants. In fact, even under the best of circumstances, most of the food that we eat is excreted, and only small amounts of the food, even if you're eating lettuce and broccoli and tomatoes, most of the components of food are excreted. It's a very small part of the food that we eat that get, and this is under the best of circumstances, but for most of us, we are indulging ourselves in foods that the cells cannot work with, the cell, that are not providing the cells what it needs to work with. So disease is inevitable. When we talk about the digestive system all the time, it's because you can't give the cells what it needs without a fully functioning, healthy digestive system. Not to mention the fact that once the digestive system starts to break down, toxicity accumulates. Point being, it's all about the cell. Little, tiny, conscious, intelligent computer system that's capable of learning and making countless billions of trillions of choices per second at the quantum level, at the energy level. How this happens is beyond even imagination, let alone comprehension, how all this happens. It turns energy into matter, and it turns matter into energy. Both. It goes both ways. It turns energy into matter and matter into energy. It's a sub-microscopic nuclear reactor that goes both directions. Breaking down a nuclear reactor creates energy from matter, and a cell does that, but it does it the other way around too. And it does it with intelligence and consciousness. Yes, consciousness of the cell. The latest thinking in biology is that a cell is conscious, that it has a certain ability to make, well, it makes decisions. And this is now something that scientists are beginning to conclude, that a cell has consciousness. Cellular consciousness is a real phenomena. The good news is that because it's conscious, knows what to do, we don't really have to do much. That's the really good news, because the cell knows what to do. This miraculous little conscious being has a certain understanding of how to operate in the environment that it's in, and it can actually adjust. It can adjust to a lot of crapola and a lot of starvation and a lot of suffocation. It can adjust to all of the things that we abuse it with, but the problem is when we over abuse it. That's the really astounding thing about a cell. A cell is very forgiving. A cell will repair itself in the face of damage. A cell will down-regulate itself when there's not enough nutrition. It'll slow down when there's not enough nutrition or there's not enough oxygen. You have to really starve it or really suffocate it or really toxify it to get into the cell death, which, of course, is we do all the time. All we got to do to keep the cell healthy is give it the resources it needs. A cell will move towards the good stuff and away from the bad stuff. This humble little cell will move towards food and away from poison. But you know what? A cell doesn't really feel pain or pleasure. It's just operating in a fashion that is appropriate for itself. It somehow knows what's good for it. It's not because it hurts the cell. There's no pain that a cell feels. There's no pleasure that a cell feels. It's just somehow it knows, computer-like, where to move towards. All we got to do is give it the resources, keep the cell's environment clean, and it's on its own. When I say the environment, I'm talking about the water it's swimming in. A cell is swimming in an ocean. That's another cool metaphor there. A cell is literally swimming in an ocean. Around that ocean, you've got, and that ocean, by the way, is made up of magical structured water, which the cell itself structures. How cool is that? The cell itself induces a structure out of the water that's around it, that's crystalline, among other factors. So you've got this crystalline structured water that's in within the cell and without the cell. And then you've got the matrix, the jello that all the cells are sitting in, called the extracellular matrix. That's what jello is largely. A living, healthy cell, when you take into account the fact that it's got trillions of working parts, is the most astoundingly perfect entity in the universe. It knows how to be, how to live, how to exist, how to make decisions without our help, with the exception of resources, that's oxygen, nutrition, and cleanliness. And it's nothing but our silly human arrogance that presupposes that drugging the system or somehow removing the things out of the system or electrocuting the system can somehow make this system, this incredible, brilliant, 3.5 billion year old intelligent quantum computer that is fully able to adjust to a wide range of disturbances, can be made somehow better with anything that the doctor can do. Ion Pharmacy, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 at brightsideben.com. On the archive page, you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We do videos and news stories and blog posts on all our websites, and also longevity products, of course, and also join the team now link that you can click on if you want to start, if you want to start a longevity business, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, that's 866-735-2470 if you want to talk to a person, a real person, or also click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we've been talking about this kind of seemingly abstract idea about health, but it's really very relevant. We live in this quantum world, which seems weird and airy-fairy in Boulder, Colorado, and hippy-dippy. The quantum world is hippy-dippy. Classically, things appear, they disappear. It's the ultimate example of how what seems to be weird and new age is really pretty hardcore scientific. The quantum world has been verified. There's no science that has been verified to greater accuracy and with greater consistency over the course of repeated experiments than quantum science. It doesn't get any more scientific than quantum, but things in the world of the quantum, things appear and they disappear. And in the world of the quantum, the mind trumps matter. In the world of the quantum, everything is consciousness in the world of the quantum, but we still live in the world of the material, and that's okay for our cars and our food, agriculture maybe. I mean, but more and more, there's nowhere where we don't lose power by not working quantum. And health is a classic example of it. Biology is quantum. Things appear and disappear. It's mind over matter. Everything is connected. The basic principles of quantum theory have not moved into the mainstream, and that doesn't serve us, because quantum makes us powerful as individuals. Quantum means that we can control our reality and the way our bodies show up internally with our thoughts. Because in quantum, everything comes from consciousness. Everything is consciousness. Everything is thought. Everything is the mind. Or mind. If it's not our mind, it's mind, big mind, whatever. The point is that we have control. If you go with the reductionist, materialist medical model, we don't have control anymore. At that level, we're just going to fall apart and we're going to break and we're going to use drugs and we're going to have surgeries. The formula of good health in the new quantum age in the 21st century does not involve medicine. The formula of good health from a physical perspective and longevity from a physical perspective, health equals oxygen plus nutrition minus toxicity. So I've been saying for years, only thing you need to do is you need to breathe the system, feed the system, and eliminate toxicity. Now, movement is probably also important, I will say, but that's not a thing really. But dynamism is definitely important, and that's why we have the fourfold square of health: nutrient, oxygenate, move, and rest. But from the solid things that we have to interact with. In terms of the body, it's oxygen, nutrition, and toxicity minus toxicity. Oxygen plus nutrition minus toxicity. I talked to a guy this weekend. He told me his son was going to die. And I said, what's up? Your son's going to die? He says, yeah, my son's going to die of lupus. And I'm getting ready. I'm bracing myself. His son was 30 years old. He says, I know my son's going to die of lupus. It's like, you know, I didn't want to say anything, but I felt like saying something. Are you kidding me? You're just going to resign your son to death, an early demise, because he has a diagnosis? How about if we figure out what the lupus is and we deconstruct it? How about if we figure out what an autoimmune disease is at the basic fundamental level and we start to break it down? Autoimmune disease is an immune disease. An immune disease is an inflammatory disease. An inflammatory disease is a defensive response. A defensive response is a response to an attack. Let's figure out the attack. Let's figure out the offending agent. I mean, it's these simple little things that it doesn't take a lot. It's not complicated. This guy, he was no dummy. He was a smart guy. He was just disempowered. He was disempowered by a mind virus, by a meme. This is a perfect example of elevating memes, beliefs, mythologies, diagnoses, known facts over mechanisms, over science, over cellular engineering, cellular biochemical engineering, cellular and biochemical engineering. We want to start thinking mechanistically. How is it that things work? How is it that they show up? How is it that they happen? How is it that my blood pressure is high? How is it that I have an autoimmune disease? What is going on structurally, mechanistically? How is it happening? So just taking the doctor's, you know, diagnosis as gospel. Yesterday we got a call, I think it was Carl, the truth raider, about myasthenia gravis. Okay? My guy, myasthenia, just... These diagnoses are a classic example of how silly this whole idea of the modern medical model is, where we just diagnose and then treat the diagnosis. We don't treat the body, we treat the diagnosis. Myasthenia gravis. I have seriously weak muscles. You go to the doctor, you say, I got seriously weak muscles, doc. So he said, oh, you have myasthenia gravis. Who cares? We want to know why. Who cares that it's myasthenia gravis? I want to know how is it that the body is inflaming, that the muscles are inflaming, and the immune system is being activated. This is what it means to be a critical thinker, and you want to do it in your life, but you especially want to do it in health. Especially we want to be critical thinkers with our skincare products, with our nutritional supplements, with the foods we eat. This takes work, however. The brain doesn't like to work. The brain is very interesting. We have economical brains. The brains, our brains, the brain, works with shortcuts, heuristics, H-E-U-R-I-S-T-I-C-S, heuristics. A heuristic is a mental shortcut, and these heuristics give us survival advantages, and so we evolved with them. The brain doesn't like to work. Won't work if it doesn't have to. Sometimes you got to make quick decisions. So it goes with shortcuts. Unfortunately, in the last 150 years or so, since the late 1800s or the middle of the 1800s, human beings have become very proficient at manipulating the heuristics of other human beings. Because we started to learn motivations, what motivated people. This was Sigmund Freud's great contribution to society is that he said in the 1800s, in the middle of the 1800s, that human beings operate and are motivated and make choices and decisions from places that they don't know exist. Oh, there's some interesting potential there. If we could figure out how to tap into other human beings' motivations from these places that they don't know exist, we could make some money. That's called marketing. That's how marketers started and advertising started. Marketers and advertising started when Sigmund Freud made the great discovery that human beings operate from subconscious places that are programmed into them at a very early age. And it's no accident that Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, is the father of public relations, and all of this started in the 1920s, and we are now sowing or harvesting the terrible fruit by virtue of our ill health, at least partially anyway. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another reprieve granted to the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. A judge says that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis can stay open for now. A Planned Parenthood doctor there, Colleen McNicholas, says,
"The fact that we are here before you today to proclaim this temporary victory is a testament to the fight that we will continue, that our entire community will continue to have access to abortion."
The judge also ruling that the state's Department of Health and Senior Services must decide on the license renewal for the facility no later than Friday, June 21st. Donald Trump Jr. currently meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door, his second appearance before that panel in relation to the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side with lots of lines open for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We'll get your numbers here momentarily. Check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can call 866-735-2470 as well if you want more information. All right, we'll get your calls here in just a moment from the journal Cancer Research. Could gut bacteria drive the spread of breast cancer? New research in mice has discovered that disrupting the gut microbiome, that is the universe of bacteria that live in the intestine, when we say gut, we mean the intestine, may result in more aggressive breast cancer. Why would that be? Well, gut bacteria eat poisons. Gut bacteria produce poisons. Gut bacteria is especially important for processing fats. Fats are, there's a very important relationship between fats and fatty tissue and fats and cancer and fats and breast cancer. 5 to 9% of breast cancer cases are already metastasized at the time of diagnosis. That's because there's lots of lymph in the breast area, and the lymph is where toxins and fats both reside, or both travel, I should say. There's a very important relationship between the intestine and breast cancer, between the microbiome and breast cancer, between the lymphatic system and breast cancer, and between the immune system and breast cancer. According to this article, another factor that may influence the spread of breast cancer is having a high level of immune cells present within the tissue. Yes, immune cells. Now, this is an article that refers to metastases, but you can rest assured that even just getting breast cancer, which affects one out of every eight women, and is just a horrible thing to have to live with, or have to think about even, not even just to live with, but just to think you might get it. Live a clean life. Eat clean. Make sure you're supplementing. Focus on fats. Use fiber. Make sure you're eliminating. Make sure you're dealing with any emotional or mental health issues that you may have. Stress, cortisol, prolactin, estrogen. The breasts are very sensitive to stress hormones. Use nutritional supplements, fats especially, omega fats, your ultimate EFAs, vitamin E, fiber, anything you could do to support the processing of fats, bile, digestive enzymes, probiotics. These are all major, major, majorly important strategies for preventing or, if you have breast cancer, for recovering from it. Selenium, zinc, the mineral selenium, the mineral zinc, the mineral magnesium. All of these are incredibly important for the detox system, for helping the body process fats, and for keeping cells healthy. Movement also, the lymphatic system, when the lymphatic system is clogged up, disease is inevitable. This is one of the major reasons why movement is so important. Movement, there's a lot of reasons, but for one of the most important reasons is the lymph depends on movement. The lymphatic system depends on jumping up and down. If you're starting to feel like you're getting a cold, you can kind of feel that sluggishness in your circulatory system before you even get a cold, let alone when you have a disease. A disease is an example of an extreme stagnation in the circulation. By the time you're blatantly diseased and out of ease and have a diagnosis and you're interacting with the medical community or the medical model, you can rest assured that stagnation has accrued and accumulated to the point where it is very, very dramatic. We all have a certain degree, or many of us, kids don't, but as we get older, many of us, if not most of us, have a certain degree of stagnation. But by the time you're frankly diagnosed or your body is completely blown up with some kind of disease symptoms, you can rest assured that the stagnation is dramatic and getting on a rebound can be very helpful. Oh yeah, here's another one for improving the movement of the lymphatic fluids and the circulatory fluids. I'm talking if you have breast cancer. You ready for this? Breathe. And I'm not talking about just breathing. I'm talking about breathing to where your diaphragm goes down, your belly goes out, your rib cage expands on the inhale, and where you blow everything out completely or relatively completely on the exhale. You can stop in between breaths if you want to supercharge your body, or you can do what's called circular breathing where you don't stop. Either way, breathing supercharges the body with electricity. It is so ironic to me that we have this seeming epidemic of fatigue. Everybody's addicted to coffee and caffeine and Coke and Mountain Dew, and we have this amazing access to energy through respiration. Inhaling and exhaling, electrical energy. The body becomes electrified when we breathe. You can actually feel it. You can feel yourself supercharged. Breathe in and out 20 times. In and out, breathe correctly, in and out 20 times. At the end of 20 times, hold your breath, and you will feel your body just supercharging with energy. The last breath should be just an inhale. Hold it, and you can feel that energy. You feel supercharged. You can do that whenever you want. It's an amazing way to electrify and energize the body, improve the flow of fluids, lymphatic fluids and circulatory fluids, upregulate the electrical energy that's generated from those fluids, improve nutrient delivery and detoxify. And I know myself, I know good and well how important it is to breathe, and I find myself not breathing in the middle of the day. And so I have to remind myself, if I'm feeling tired, that's my cue. But I notice I'm not breathing, and I know about it. It's just how we're conditioned and how we grow up for lots of reasons. Babies breathe just fine. Watch a baby breathe when a baby's sleeping. That's how you want to breathe. In and out. Belly out. Rib cage out. Rib cage should expand. Your lungs expand. You're breathing in three areas. You're breathing in your belly, you're breathing in your lungs, and you're breathing in your head. And the head is very important. That's why nose breathing is so important. You actually activate in the top of your head or in the center of your head, right over your nose, you activate receptors that secrete all kinds of wonderful hormones, relaxation hormones, nitric oxide hormones, happy hormones, energizing hormones, vasodilating hormones for more oxygen, opens up the blood vessels. Disease and stagnation, dirty blood is the exact opposite of what happens when we deep breathe. Dirty blood is a constriction, a stagnation, a closing down. Breathing opens everything up. It's one of the best ways to counteract dirty blood. The problem with dirty blood is, indeed, once the blood becomes dirty, oxygen is not delivered as effectively. So oxygen not only helps thin the blood, oxygen is a great blood thinner, not only does it help thin the blood and improve movement, but oxygen also stops the problem. It keeps the problem from happening. The problem is poor nutrient delivery. Oxygen improves the delivery of oxygen as well as nutrients. Oxygen improves nutrient delivery. Oh, here's another thing. When you breathe, this is, nobody ever talks about this one. When we eat food, in order for that food to get converted into energy, guess what you need to have? Oxygen. So the more you breathe, the less you're going to eat. Breathing is one of the best appetite suppressants there is because you're going to be satisfied with less calories because you'll be making more efficient use of those calories by breathing. Making sure you're practicing your slow, deep breathing techniques before you eat is a great appetite suppression weight loss strategy. Not to mention it will add years to your life. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side, 844-236-6010. Lines open for you. Time to hit the phones, and let's say good morning to my friend Barry. What's up, Barry? How you doing, buddy?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a friend who has a real bad ear infection. It was causing a lot of pain, and what can my friend do about this? And also, he has a wax buildup in his ear. Could this be caused?
Yeah. How old is he?
He's about 7-8 years.
Say again now?
7
years. Okay, so here's the deal with wax. You know, if you have a lot, and it can be a real problem for a lot of folks, if you're secreting lots of waxes, typically that's one of the ways the body will try to protect itself from toxicity. It's a form of elimination of toxins. So usually it happens a lot when we get older, just because we're toxicity accrues and our ability to handle it gets poorer and poorer with age. So it's not uncommon. Yes, it could have something to do with the ear infection, absolutely. But once the infection's there, you're dealing with, you know, antibiotics. I would go local if they can do local antibiotics, but he may need that. You don't want to mess around with that. Ear pain is very, very unpleasant. But I would be getting him on a good nutritional supplement program, making sure he's taking care of the basics.
All right.
Good?
I'd like to ask you, what is it that makes, I don't eat processed meat and potatoes and things like that, but I was curious as to what makes it so bad.
Meat and potatoes?
Yeah, processed meat.
Processed meat. I got you. Well, for one thing, you don't know what the meat is. Okay, because the processed meat tends to be meat that's... The way you make processed meat is you take a bunch of parts, you add a bunch of enzymes and chemicals to the parts and create a soup out of those parts. And then the soup is solidified and gelled up, and then they slice it up. That's what bologna is. That's what I'm thinking of. That's a classic processed meat. Now, it's not all meat is processed to that extent where it's made into a soup. Can you imagine this? A slurry, basically. Not a soup, but a slurry. Can you picture this, Barry? You take a bunch of parts, like noses and tails and, you know, whatever parts people aren't going to eat. You put it together, you grind it up, and you throw it into a vat with a bunch of chemicals. The chemicals turn that meat into slop. That slop is liquefied, and they make a uniform solution out of it, and then they harden it, and then they slice it. Does that make sense? That's the first step. Now, the thing about that right alone, right there, is a problem because you're getting all the chemicals that dissolve the meat. You don't know where the meat is from. You don't know what kind of animals that were treated. You know, you don't know, have any idea what it is. That's the first problem. But then secondly, because it's pure protein, they have to use heavy-duty antibiotics and heavy-duty chemicals to prevent anything from eating those things. That's what the nitrates are. So, number one, you don't know what you're getting. Number two, you don't know what kind of excipients are added to it. And number three, you got the preservative issues. All of that comes together to form what I think is the single worst type of food a human being can ingest. And it's close. There's other things, too. Hostess Twinkies are right, and cupcakes and stuff, donuts. They're right up there, too. But I would have to say, because of all the stuff that's in this processed meat, that puts it number one on the list of crappy things to eat, in my opinion. Does that help?
Yes. Also, if I have time, I'd like to ask you Alzheimer's, because I've heard Dr. Wallace say that it's caused by a lack of cholesterol, and so I was wondering what would
you know, to say it's caused by lack of cholesterol is a little bit much, in my opinion. There may be a lack of cholesterol involved, and I don't know if it's so much a lack of cholesterol as much as it's a lack of the ability of cells to utilize cholesterol. And to get into the specifics of it, I don't know the exact specifics of it, except to tell you that it involves general deterioration of brain tissue, general cellular death, neuronal death, neuron death. Whether cholesterol, it's not like you can eat cholesterol and not get Alzheimer's disease, what I'm saying. It's probably involved, and it's more about the cells utilizing cholesterol than it is about just not having cholesterol around. Just because cholesterol is in the bloodstream and it's in the body doesn't mean it's going to get into the cells. That takes work. That takes chemistry. That takes nutrition. That takes cofactors. There's a lot of things that have to go right for that to occur. That's the problem. The problem is going to be in the destruction and deterioration of brain tissue, which as always has to do with brain cells, which as always has to do with cellular starvation, suffocation, and toxification. That's it. So it's not like cholesterol, lack of cholesterol causes. It's involved, we'll say. All right? I haven't heard Dr. Walk say that, though. Did he literally say that lack of cholesterol causes Alzheimer's?
Yeah, well, you don't get cholesterol, you will get Alzheimer's.
I can't speak to that. You have to ask Doc Wallace about that. That sounds a little much to me, but you have to ask Doc about that. All right? I'm going to motivate here, Barry. You got anything else for me?
Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Have a beautiful day. All right. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota. Good morning. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, good morning, Ben. Hey, I read an article on the internet in regards to gut bacteria, and I just wanted to see what you might know about this. And
okay.
Concur.
Say again?
Basically, and if you concur.
Okay.
Basically, talking about, GMO seeds, genetically modified seeds. The design is basically with built-in pesticides in the seeds so that...
They call them Roundup Ready.
Okay. So what it's claiming, though, in this article, basically, is that GMO transfers, or that bacteria, I should say, the pesticide, transfers into the DNA of the gut bacteria.
That could very well be. I could see that.
And, just like fluoride in the water, we have no idea how much GMO we're ingesting, how much of this pesticide we're ingesting. And they claim then that it modifies then our gut bacteria.
Absolutely.
To the point where our gut bacteria become living pesticide
bacteria. I hadn't heard that, but that makes perfect sense. The chemistry's there. I don't know that for a fact.
There gets to be a point where you can't even keep your gut healthy anymore.
You're 100% correct.
Does that make sense?
100% correct. That's why people get sick and they say, I eat great and, I only eat, organic. But the water that's raining on the organic crops has got pesticides in it. It's got glyphosate in it. So your point is 100% well taken. We have trashed the environment to the point where there's just a minimum level of toxicity and abuse. There's a baseline level of toxicity and abuse that the body has to deal with, period. There's no getting around it. No, I don't care how clean you're living.
And you get to a point of diminishing returns where you're taking good gut bacteria yourself.
Yeah.
And you're at a point where you can't even overcome the bacteria.
A couple things. First of all, your point is 100% correct, and I totally agree with that. Number two, you want to control what you can control. You want to do whatever you can do, okay? If that's, you don't want to throw up your hands and say, I'm not going to do anything. Yes, what you're going to be doing is less effective than it would be otherwise, but you can do something. And then number three, this is where you want to operate on the spiritual, mental, and emotional dimensions. You follow me?
Yep.
So you have power on those levels. And the spiritual, mental, and emotional levels will always give you some control over what's happening physically, and you want to learn to leverage mind power. Absolutely. You want to learn to leverage the power of your feelings and your emotions, and you want to learn to tap into spirituality. And I don't say anywhere near enough, although I've been saying it more and more lately because, you know, I can't honestly be a healthcare professional without saying those things. And your point is 100% well taken. We just have crapped the environment up to the point where there's no way to completely be clean, from the water we drink to the air we breathe to the food we eat. But you can do what you can do. You control where you can control, and you learn to leverage the power of spirituality, of mentality, and of emotions. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to take a deep dive on woo-woo then. So theoretically, a person that is a guru that, you know, has perfected meditation, very careful about the food he eats.
Yes, that's called biofeedback. They can control their bodies. I don't know to the degree, but yes, they can control their bodies.
That's my question. Could they actually control, you know, being that we are a crystalline semiconductor that switches instantaneously.
Yeah.
Could he then control it like a placebo effect?
Of course he can. That's what the placebo effect is, Bob. That's what the placebo effect is. We all do. You don't have to be a guru. You don't have to be a guru. What? The average person does
it. Yes, what if you don't take your supplements and you just go through that placebo effect and now you're getting your body to react properly?
I don't see why that shouldn't be I don't see why that shouldn't be possible.
You know, you just take your body into thinking that it received vitamin B and it received vitamin D or whatever.
I know. You're in the realm of theory and hypothesis. I don't know, but it seems to me like that should be possible. I don't know the answer to that question. Hey, I'm enjoying talking. You should call earlier. We could have a nice little conversation.
I
appreciate that. Thank you, Bob. Have a beautiful day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers.